Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. To those joining us in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you. For those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad that you can join us, as well as those tuning in around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you could be with us today. Excited to welcome Cinda Williams to our program today. You know her, of course, as an acclaimed actress and singer, but she's also an author of a very interesting book. And I have to say, I was a little fooled by the title initially because I don't know a lot about drinks, but her book is called Pink Panty Confessions. Now, before you think the book's about something it may not be about, let me tell you, this book is really all about Cinda. It's about Cinda's journey in life, what it's been like for her to reflect on things in her own life, but also things that she's been able to share with all of us. We'll talk to Cinda not only about writing the book, but what it's been like for her already to see the response and what she hopes you're able to take away from it. Cinda, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely on my, you know, Cinda, I have to say, one of the reasons why, and I joke with people a lot about, people talk about how much I read, but I'm so glad, especially in this case, that I actually read books, because when I first saw the title of your book, and of course first saw the cover, I had no idea what it was going to be about. For one, because as I said, I know nothing about drinks, so I didn't even realize that Pink Panty was a drink. But also I think it's so interesting that what you've been able to share in the book, and we'll get into that a little bit later. First of all, I want to talk about the response, Cinda. What has it been like for you as you've been out, of course, sharing it with readers and meeting readers? What has it been like for you to see the response?
It's been very, very positive. So many people hold things in from their lives and the things that have happened. And the key word in the title of this is confession. A quick little aside, how I came up with the title was because pink panties are a drink that I used to drink with a friend of mine back in Los Angeles when I was living there. She's a friend, you know, she became my friend in the very beginning of my career. And one way we used to unwind is we get together, go out, and have pink panties. And we'd always end up having these really intense conversations and talking. And, you know, sometimes, sometimes people are comfortable enough to just talk on their own. And sometimes people talk when they have a little something, like a little drink or whatever. And so one specific day, a group of friends of mine and I had a little party for my birthday at the time, and we were all drinking pink panties, and everybody started opening up and venting about their lives and the things that had happened to them, funny, sad, and things that angered them, and all these different emotions came out in this short amount of time. And somebody said this, or I said, I don't remember, one of us said, Pink Panty Confession. And it was me. And they said, that's a book, that's a movie, so I was like, okay, I'm going to write it. And at first I wanted to do it in such a way that other people were sending me their confessions, you know, opening up. I would put out some, and it didn't work out that way because people are still very closeted when it comes to some of the things that happened to them, positive and negative. So I decided to go on and air my own confessions, and maybe get people to open up and dialogue and talk about things so we can start healing.
Right. I think that is so true. And I should say, too, when people read the book, Cinda, they'll see it's also a great acronym for some of the topics you're able to discuss in the book. We're going to get more into that. One of the questions that you say that you ask yourself daily is an interesting one, because it took me about, it was 10 years ago that I really started asking this question of myself. And now, of course, I try to live answering that question and being comfortable with the answer. And that is, who am I? And I think that realization is such an important thing for sure. As I said, you've been able to have some amazing success. Why is that question something for you to keep asking yourself and to keep remembering?
Well, I think one thing that people don't understand, I mean, believe it or not, scientists are really coming to terms with this neuroscience, okay? Neuroscience, brain science, basically, which I believe is all connected to God. I'm a spiritual person. I believe that God and science are one of the same. It's just people don't understand that. And what they are learning is that you change every single day. Your brain changes every single day based on what you think, what you put your attention on, all of these things. And, you know, a few years ago they had the book called The Secret. It's, The Secret is a very basic way to talk about how you change your physiology and your brain. And so who am I changes every day. You decide who you are every single day. And it's not about the car you drive or if you're homeless. It's about who you are inside and what you think of yourself and what you decide about your state of mind. You change who you are. Because if we're not changing, we're just stagnant, right? And that's not living. So you're constantly... Well, I constantly am questioning who am I today, especially when I have really rotten days or things don't seem to go right like I did yesterday. It's like every single thing in my life was like boom, 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 all these tragic, crazy, challenging things. And then I say, okay, but does this affect who I am? Who am I today? In spite of all of these things, how am I receiving these experiences? How am I taking these experiences and making them make me better so I can learn for tomorrow? That is why I ask that question.
Yeah. And it also, it seems like, Cinda, for you, it's appreciation as well. I want to read just a little bit of what you said in those lines about appreciating the little things. You say this in the book: when I pay my bills, I stay thankful for yet another month of income to take care of my responsibilities. When I drive to the corner store, I smile at the other drivers and may even wave. When I wake up in the morning, I step outside to speak to all the flying and creeping creatures. When I tuck my daughter in for bed, I praise my higher being for the gift of this sweet lady. And then you say this, and I think this is the important thing. Of course, you know I am nothing like perfect, not even close. I have to remind myself continuously to delight in the small lessons and big challenges. Do you think that also has helped you in all areas of your life, not just what you've been able to do personally, but also professionally?
Oh, yes. I being an actress, especially, and a singer, you are put in a position of having to remind yourself every day to not take your world personally. You can't, if you're not getting the jobs, you can't say, well, I'm a terrible actor. I'm worthless. I'm too old. I'm too fat. I'm too whatever. You can't fall into those traps or you will be a very bitter, unhappy person. So you have to understand that you are so much more than the job that you're performing. And then all of those rejections are also taking you to the next level and giving you more to learn from so that the next time you have the opportunity and when you actually do get the job, you are so thankful for it. And because what I've witnessed, and I'll write about this eventually, is there are some people that I know personally that have had a very difficult time of it and didn't take rejection well. And so when they finally made it, when they finally started working, they weren't nice people because they were like, now I've got mine and I'm going to make everybody else pay because of how long it took me and how mean people were to me. And so instead of them becoming stars, it makes them a better person. They become less than human sometimes. And so they may be working and have money all of a sudden and things, but they're still not happy people. So you really, in my opinion, you have to get down to the basics in every aspect of your life, not just in your career, your job, you know, or even your family and your outside. You got to be inside and understand who you are and understand your own issues and your own problems and take responsibility for everything that happens to you. I mean, every single thing, take responsibility for it and what was my part in it. And then you're not the victim. I know that's becoming a cliche thing, but it's very true.
Right. And it's something I think all of us need to remember for sure, Cinda. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Cinda Williams is joining us during this segment. You know her because of her work as an actress and a singer, but also this year she's stepping out as an author as well. Her book that's out now is called Pink Panty Confessions. We're going to remind you a little bit later. You can get the book for yourself. Cinda's already told us a little bit about how the book began, and as you're reading the book, you'll see that each letter of Pink Panty Confessions is an acronym for something that she discusses in the book. This all began, though, it seems like, for you, Cinda, as a blog. And you even share in the book, of course, one of the entries that you have in the book talks about a couple years ago, you know, you were kind of stepping into this World Wide Web phenomenon that is kind of taking all of us over for sure. You know, could you have imagined, though, because you even say in the book that you thought initially, you know, you didn't even want a Facebook fan page, you just wanted to kind of share this with, you know, some of those in your circle. Could you have imagined that you would be here today, not only, of course, sharing your words with the world, but also seeing such a international response to them online?
Well, you know what? I think that I expected to write something. It's always been on my bucket list to write some kind of book, at least one in my lifetime. I just never thought I'd write about myself. I always intended and still do intend to write novels. I enjoy writing screenplays. I enjoy storytelling. I never intended to tell this story. But after living the life that I've lived and talking to people and everyone saying you're so good at expressing yourself and communicating your stories, you should write it because it might be able to help somebody. And so honestly, the blog came after I wrote a screenplay. I wrote a screenplay that will be actually the next step is music, and then it will be the either movie or mini web series, I'm not sure which one, but I wrote that first because that was what I was comfortable with. That's what I recognized, and it was actually loosely based on my life and not directly, so it was easier to write. But a friend of mine says, like, look, if you want to do this, you need to start blogging. And he went and he set up a blog page for me without my knowledge and said, get to writing. And so it wasn't my intention. It really wasn't to ever publicly talk about these things because I'm a very private person, and except for with my friends, you know.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, if he wasn't so inspired to do this for me, I'm going to do it. And that's when I started writing the blog. And people, I thought it would appeal to young, you know, or women, maybe 18 to 35, something like that. I thought it might appeal to them, but I was completely shocked by not only was I getting responses from people, young women in that age range, I was also getting responses from men and women and young and old and internationally. People all over the world were reading this blog, and I was shocked at the fact that so many people were interested in these things and were affected by it. One time I had a performance. I did a live version on the stage of Dreamgirls, and this couple, they had to be late 70s, maybe 80s, a white couple came up to me after the show, and his tears were streaming down their face, both of them, and including the man, and I was like, wow, the show affected them so? And the lady just grabbed me and hugged me, and then her husband grabbed her and hugged us all, and we were on this little tight circle. And they said, we just want to tell you thank you so much for your blog. We read your blog every week, and we completely relate to you and respect what your journey, and it's helped us tremendously. And I was floored. And it's things like that that happened from the blog. And to be honest with you, I'm sad that I stopped writing it because I couldn't do both. Once I decided to do the book, I just didn't have the time to write a blog and write a book and raise a child and work and
right.
Try to keep my body fit and all the things that took. And eventually what I hope to do is go back and just do short blogs, because I would do very long blogs. Go back and do short blogs and then continue on, because I'm writing the second version, you know, Pink Panty Confessions 2 or whatever we'll call it. But because it seems to help people. And, you know, although, you know, you got your haters too. I mean, one time I got a, someone somehow found my phone number and texted me and was going off, who, nobody cares about your stories. Nobody cares about your life. Would you stop putting this garbage out there? And so
wow.
I get that stuff too. Yeah.
Well, you know, you just mentioned two things that tie into one of the letters in Pink Panty Confessions, Ascenda, and that is self-esteem. You mentioned, of course, keeping yourself up, but also, of course, you know, you have to be able to know who you are so that things don't get to you the way, because, of course, especially in the world that we live in today, everyone feels as though they're an authority on everything. And self-esteem is interesting, though, because you talk about something I would not have expected to be included, and that was McDonald's. And how McDonald's was such a big part of your life beginning early, and how it, you made a correlation with it when it comes to good times, with celebration. And you go on to say, so I won't spoil it for others, you realize that even as an adult that was the case. And then that's when the realization came for you. You say this about what you realized about yourself and also what you had to do. You are who you choose to be from this day forward. You can change your mind about who you are at any given time. Changing our routines start there, changing our minds. Make a decision, then stick to it, then on to the next habit. It is an ongoing challenge, but isn't growth what life is about? So talk to us a little bit about that. I mean, how these trips to McDonald's and what they represented for you, how that really, when you examine them, really told you a lot about yourself and kind of where you were.
Well, it's funny because whenever something great would happen to me in my life, I would just have this huge craving for a cheeseburger and fries from McDonald's. I did, and I am not a meat eater in any other time. You know what I mean? I don't eat red meat at any other time. And but I would always have these cravings for this, and I didn't understand it. And I ended up going back to school for hypnotherapy. I became a hypnotherapist. I am not licensed at this point because I really did it for myself. I could have practiced, but I decided, you know, that it was more about helping myself. And also when people come to me, because people always come to me with their problems, it's very interesting. I had a basis to pull from. But one of my clients at the time, was, you had to have clients when you were in school, was a smoker. I was trying to help him smoke, and I realized that the reason why he was smoking was because it was directly connected to his relationship with his grandmother, who was the closest person to him in his life. He loved her. When he was a child, he would light her cigarette. He would hold her cigarettes and light them and hand them to her. And so it was very difficult for him to let go of cigarettes, not because he loved inhaling nicotine or a dopamine burst, but because it was an emotional tie to a beautiful time in his life. And once I realized that about him, then I started to understand myself and my McDonald's addiction. You know, like I said, it was usually when there was a reason to celebrate. And, you know, going
right
back to my childhood, every 2 weeks we'd go to McDonald's because my mommy got paid, you know. And so instead of eating at home, that was our one foray out into the world to get something to eat. And we, because we were not people that went out to eat ever. And so it became a tie. McDonald's was tied to me that way. And once I realized that, you know, then I could let it go. And that's what I talked to my client about. I said, now that you understand where this addiction comes from, why this is the way it is, now you can make the choice to choose a different one. Find something else that's happened wonderful in your life, something that's healthy, actually, and then do that. And let that become your celebratory thing. If it's food, or it doesn't even have to be food, maybe it's a walk. Maybe I decide that today, you know what, instead of going and eating fast food, I'm going to just take a walk somewhere, or
right,
do something that's healthy for me, that I enjoy, that I love, or watching an old movie, or you know, going out and, you know, if you don't drink, you know, maybe going to a juice bar and getting your favorite something. But I think celebrating is very important in what you tie it to in your life. What things you do to tie to celebration in your life are very important, you know, for your emotional and your physical being.
Exactly. And that ties in with another one of the acronyms in the book, Cinda, that I want to make sure I got to, and that was faith. I should say it's interesting that, you know, though of course in the book, as we're going through, you know, one of the acronyms that people may expect is not there, and that is success, even though success is something that you discuss throughout the book. I want to talk about the importance of being clear in what you want, because I think that becomes really clear in the chapter faith, where you give an idea of different ways of praying and, of course, how people do pray. But the importance of appreciation and also being thankful. Do you think that gratitude is one of the things that has really served you the best in your life, realizing the importance of appreciating what you've done, what you have, but also what you have the opportunity to do?
If you focus on all the things or whatever that don't happen for you, things that do, you will live a very unsatisfied life. Very, very unsatisfied life. And like, for instance, yesterday, I had a very hard day. Very hard day. Thing after thing, I mean, it was a constant, it was a litany of difficult situations that I had to deal with. And at one point, my car literally blew up. It blew up on the side of the road on the freeway driving to Chicago. I had my sister, my daughter, and my dog. And we were sitting in 90-degree weather. Car wouldn't start. It took 3 hours to get any help. And I was sitting in that car burning up. And all I kept doing in between my tears of frustration was saying, my daughter is fine, my dog is fine, my sister is fine. Someone hit us because the car just stopped, just blew up, stopped. Nothing happened to us. We sat there safe from harm. A kind police officer came and helped me move the car over so I wasn't in the freeway. And eventually we got help, and my dad came and got us from Chicago, and we made it. But while we were sitting there, I just kept saying to myself, what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? We made it this far. We're only an hour from Chicago. Everybody's fine. We've got plenty of water in the car. You know what I'm saying? That's what gets me through. Those things, reminding myself of, yes, I'm in this awkward, horribly difficult situation right now. I'm not sure I don't have a car now. I have my life, and I can get a car. I'll get a car.
Right.
I have my daughter. I have, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's as basic as that. If you can find gratitude and appreciation in the midst of everything, you can survive it. And that's been my experience.
And I think that's one of the great takeaways from this book for sure. Again, everyone, Cinda Williams has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Cinda. You know her as an actress and singer, but as you can also tell, she's also the author of this book we've been discussing today. Pink Panty Confessions is the title of the book. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com. I got it through the Kindle edition. You can get it also in print for sure. Cinda, you know, let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
You can always look me up on Facebook. You can become a fan on my Cinda page, which is where I tell everybody what's going on with me professionally. My first pages are Cinda, Instagram, all the social media, you can always find out what's going on. I'm constantly telling people. I'm doing book signings as many places as possible because I love connecting and talking with people face-to-face. And so I have quite a few coming up in the Chicago area in the end of July, beginning of August. And I have one July 8th in Muncie, Indiana, which is my second home. And that's going to be at the public library there. And you can just look that stuff up and you'll find me. You know, you'll find all the information you need. And in the meantime, I'll work on getting a website so people can go directly to that. But getting with it, right?
Great.
But yeah, and you can get the book at actually Amazon, definitely, or any other place to buy books. It's sold all over. There was an issue with the formatting at one point for Apple, but we've changed to a different company. So now you can get the book for your iPod or iPads.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So that'll be great for those Apple users for sure. Cinda, really appreciate this time. It was a great conversation with you. I'll get my review written on Amazon.com. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to talking with you again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your support and the conversation.
Definitely, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Cinda, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.